Our first question this week comes from Roger. JT, what are your thoughts on this coming matchup against the Rams? Do you think the silver and black can pull an upset? Absolutely. The Raiders are riding high off that Thursday night win against Kansas City. Momentum is everything for the silver and black, but the Rams are really good. They've won four games, but look at who they've beaten. They've beaten Denver, Seattle, and San Francisco, and they have a stout defensive line. That matchup with Robert Quinn going up against Donald Penn is going to be critical, and the Raiders are going to have to play a great game up front, keeping the Rams' pass rush away from Derek Carr. And keep an eye on Janoris Jenkins. He's a ball hawk in the secondary for the Rams. And the old special teams coach, John Fossil Bones, loves a trick play or two. I can't wait to see that matchup between John Fossil and Bobby April. But the Raiders need to win this game. This is a winnable game on the road to build momentum. But the Rams are tough. I think this could be a shootout with both quarterbacks going downfield. Next question comes from Eddie. Hey, JT, give me your honest opinion on TJ Carey as a cornerback for the Raiders. I'm interested on your take on his play so far. Well, when I think of TJ, I look at him as a value pick. He was drafted in the seventh round, and he's been able to jump into Jason Tarver's scheme and really give the Raiders a lot of energy at the cornerback position. He has a short-term memory when he gets beat, and he plays a lot bigger than his height and weight, and he can also step up and play big on special teams. Here's the key at the cornerback position, in my opinion. Over the next couple of weeks, the Raiders got to make sure that DJ Hayden gets up to speed. The goal next year is that DJ Hayden is a guy you don't have to worry about. He's a young starting cornerback in this league, and then you build depth around him. And TJ Carey is going to be one of those players competing to start on every play, and most importantly, add depth to the silver and black in the secondary. Devin asks, JT, what's the percentages of Murray playing this Sunday at St. Louis? Well, I don't know the answer to that one. I don't play a doctor here on the mailbag or on my radio show, but the concussion protocol is pretty serious, and he's going through all the tests. But let me tell you something about Latavius Murray. And I've been passionate about this all year long, and I've talked about it all week on my radio show. This guy can play. His size and strength is special. That 90-yard touchdown run was one of the most exciting plays that we've seen in Oakland Coliseum in years. And this is something that we shouldn't sugarcoat. I want to embrace this topic all the time. Imagine if Murray turns out to be a franchise running back, the type of player who you just can pencil in for 20 to 25 carries, a future Pro Bowl type of player. He has the ability to do this. Did you know who Jonas Gray was of the Patriots a couple of weeks ago? Probably not. He had four touchdowns and he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice didn't play this year. Le'Veon Bell with Pittsburgh has had problems off the field, and all these running backs are counted on by their franchises to step up and have big games. Latavius could be that special type of player. Let's not hide from that. Let's embrace that. Let's give this guy the ball 20 to 25 times when he's healthy. Let's see if he can be a future Pro Bowler in this league. I love the kid. He's big, he's strong, he's physical, he runs downhill. Imagine in the offseason if the Raiders know that they got a franchise running back, a franchise quarterback in Carr, and a franchise pass rusher and Khalil Mack. This is something that everybody in the Raider Nation should embrace. Let Murray run the football. Let's hope that he turns out not to be a good player, but a great player in this league. We've seen it before. Chris Cole asks, JT, will we bring back C. Wood? I sure hope so. Charles became the first player ever last Thursday night to show up with 50 interceptions and 20 sacks. I loved when he sat on the desk at NFL Network post-game, had a lot of fun with Deion Sanders. The future Hall of Famer can still play. He's a ball hawk. He can tackle. He loves playing the game. And if he wants to be around here for years to come, he'll obviously have to prove that on the field. But he's proven it this year. I like everything about Charles Woodson's leadership and his ability to come back in shape next year and play for the Silver and Black. I think he's hinting that he wants to come back. He wants to end his career with the Raiders. And I know a lot of Raider fans want to see C. Wood in that 24 jersey for years to come. What a game he had against Kansas City in that win. Thanks for joining us this week on the Mailbag. Remember, all your questions, hashtag AskJT. I hope you have a tremendous Thanksgiving holiday. I hope it's safe. I hope the Raiders get a win on the road and come back here next week. Just go to Raiders.com or go to the Twitter page or the Facebook page and keep those questions coming. The fun ones, the tough ones. I'm here every week. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, enjoy your Thanksgiving.